Motorists are being advised to use caution if they have to drive today. Many roads in Missouri and Arkansas remain partially covered after the winter storms over the weekend. If you must travel, make sure you have a full tank of gas, extra blankets and gloves, as well as provisions like water and snacks in the event of an emergency. Keep your cell phone charged, but do not use it while driving. While driving, remember to buckle up, give yourself plenty of extra time to get to your destination, and remember to give snowplows room to work. Don't tailgate or attempt to pass them. There is a link to both the Missouri and Arkansas road conditions at our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. More details have been released in the shooting investigation last week in Black Rock. Friday night, police arrested Don Truitt. Authorities received a call from a family member reporting that Truitt was making threats and had fired a gun in the residence, injuring himself. Black Rock Police, along with the Lawrence County Sheriff's Office and the Arkansas State Police, responded to the residence on the 200 block of South 8th Street. Truitt was treated for an injury and then arrested. According to reports, the injury was not a gunshot wound. Longtime public servant and businessman Roy Sims has passed away. Roy was the former chief of the West Plains Fire and Rescue Department and a part owner of Cover Lumber in Thayer. He spent 40 years fighting fires. He started with the Mammoth Spring, Arkansas Fire Department, then moved to the Thayer Fire Department before serving 22 years in West Plains. He retired in 2020. His family then purchased Cover Lumber, where he worked until his passing. In a social media posting from West Plains Fire and Rescue, they said that Fire Chief Roy Sims left behind a legacy that will continue to protect and strengthen our community for generations. His leadership and vision were instrumental in securing over $2 million in federal grant funding and additional resources that helped shape West Plains Fire and Rescue and the Region G All Hazardous Response Team into a capable, well-equipped organization that they are today. His impact went far beyond equipment and funding. It was felt in the readiness of the crews and safety, the responders, and the lives saved because of his commitment to the mission. The fire service is better because he served and are grateful for the foundation he helped build. Services for Roy Sims have not been announced at this time. A man from Mountain Home was arrested Sunday in Baxter County. 39-year-old Quentin Glover was arrested on charges of third-degree domestic battery, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and interference with law enforcement. He's being held on $1,810 bond. A man from Winona was injured in an accident on icy roads Monday. The Highway Patrol reports the 30-year-old man suffered minor injuries when a 17-year-old boy from Winona slid on the icy road, lost control, ran off the road, and hit a tree. The accident happened on Old Highway 60 at State Route E. No injuries were reported when a snowplow overturned north of Mountain Home yesterday. The accident happened on State Highway 5 just after 1 p.m. on Monday. The accident blocked three lanes of traffic. The discussion over immigration, both legal and illegal, has continued to be a major concern in recent months. Congressman Rick Crawford, who represents Arkansas's 1st District, shares his thoughts on the matter and analyzes what impact recent restrictions may have on the H-2A visa program that agricultural producers utilize to source foreign labor for their operations.
I don't anticipate any problems. In our office, we work a lot on H-2A issues, helping farmers navigate what is a pretty cumbersome program. And so we have some folks in our office that have become very, very good at helping to facilitate movement of these individuals through the H-2A program to assist farmers in Arkansas. But as I said, I don't anticipate problems necessarily as it applies to the H-2A program.
Again, that was Congressman Rick Crawford, who represents the 1st District of Arkansas. The Oregon County Sheriff's Office Weekly Activity Report is now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.